the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على
Listeners, as you were previously with us, we reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. The Commander of the Believers in this part states,
فَلَئِنْ صَيَّرْتَنِي لِلْعُقُوبَاتِ مَعَ أَعْدَائِكَ وَجَمَعْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ بَلَائِكَ وَفَرَّقْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَحِبَّائِكَ وَأَوْلِيَائِكَ فَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي وَسَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايَ وَرَبِّي صَبَرْتُ عَلَى عَذَابِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَى فِرَاقِكَ.
O Allah, if you subject me to punishment with your enemies, if you gather me with the people of your tribulation, and if you separate me from your friends and saints, then suppose, my Allah, and my Master and my Lord, that I'm able to endure your chastisement. How can I endure separation from you?
وَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي صَبَرْتُ عَلَىٰ حَرِّ نَارِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَنِ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ كَرَامَتِكَ.
Suppose, my Allah, that I'm able to endure the heat of your fire. How can I endure not gazing upon your generosity?
أَمْ كَيْفَ أَسْكُنُ فِي النَّارِ وَرَجَاءِ عَفْوُكَ.
How can I dwell in the fire while my hope is your pardon? This hope is so important that nowadays we have a multitude of psychological books about it. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, my Lord, how can I be relaxed in the fire? Well, I hope for your forgiveness, the forgiveness that is repeatedly promised to the sinners in the Holy Quran.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا, the Holy Quran says.
We know how many poor servants who had hoped for other people's help and they were not left deprived. You saved them, O Allah. Let alone those who hope for your forgiveness. The Iranian poet, Attar, has written in his book, a story about a female wrongdoer. Let us have a look at this story after the break.
Therefore, my Lord, if you will subject me to the penalties of hell in the company of your enemies and cast me with those who earned your punishments and tear me apart from your friends and those who are near to you, then my God, my Lord, and my Master, though I may patiently bear your punishments, how can I calmly accept being kept away from you? Though I may patiently endure the scorching fire of your hell, how can I resign myself to the denial of your pity and clemency? How can I remain in the fire while I have hopes of your forgiveness?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So Attar in his book says that a wrongdoer female singer once lived in Mecca. She attended the debauchery ceremonies. She danced and sang with them. Some years after the Prophet's hijrah, this woman who had come to lose her youth and beauty and could not sing as before, and so could not make her ends meet, came to the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, out of misery. The Prophet, sallallahu, asked her, "Have you come here for a worldly interaction or a heavenly one?" The woman says, "Neither the former nor the latter. I have come in hope of your generosity." The Prophet, sallallahu, got delighted, granted the woman his holy cloak, and then told his disciples to grant her as much as they can afford. This is the importance of this story. A sinful woman went to Medina in hope for Prophet's bounty, which is a sign of the blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She returned satisfied with the bountiful grant. "O Allah, how can we return destitute from your presence while we have hope for your mercy and forgiveness? We have that husnul dhan of the Almighty Allah. We have this part of the recognition." You know, entertaining a good opinion of the Almighty Allah is only one part of recognition of Him. Allah the Exalted is the one who gives to His servants in accordance with their good opinion about Him, in accordance with their confidence in the vastness of His mercy and generosity. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Am kayfa askunu fi an-nar wa raja'i 'afwuk?" How can I dwell in the fire of hell while I hope for your mercy, for your forgiveness? This is the embodiment of this divine narration that subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "I am as my servant thinks of me. So let him not think but good of me." And one of the secrets that most of the time we're not aware of in our supplications and in our prayings is this, that there are some requisites, there are some etiquettes for supplication that we must observe. We must try to have them. And hope, having a good opinion of the Almighty Allah, or what we call husnul dhanni billah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one important of them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in this regard, is narrated to have said, "When you pray to Allah, turn to Him with your heart." And this is the part that we used to talk about in the previous episodes, about that riqqatul qalb. Anyway, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "When you pray to Allah, turn to Him with your heart and think as if your need were at the door." This means that you really must believe and you must hope that your haja is about to be given to you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.